I'm on that east side of work.
Okay.
And them projects gotta build with my pop.
Come on.
Thinking about a million, then it hit. Yeah. Can't be sitting around waiting. Gotta get up and get it.
There you go.
The competition is high. Step foot in the building. Suckers, they look surprised. Haters, they gotta feel this. Back to the basics. Take you players to school. Got no time for joking. Only studying the rules. Break it down for you. Like they did the beat.
Welcome, welcome. This is the Urban Youth Project. My name is Selena Coleman.
And I am Anessa Jones.
Proper Chris.
Akachi Dale. What's going on, world?
Welcome, everyone. We'd like to welcome you guys to the Urban Youth Project this Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining us, tuning in. We are the Urban Youth Project. We are a rhythm-filled community.
Colorful.
We colorful, we united, we together, we all of these good things,
with
baby.
Rhythm, but blues as well.
But most of all, we're here to serve the community.
Definitely, we want to talk about things that are affecting our community, how we can help change the community for the better, and give you guys some resources and some information to make a positive change.
There we have it.
Thank you.
First, yeah, so how was y'all weekend? How did y'all Friday and Saturday go?
My Friday went pretty good. I went to the social gathering for...
How was that?
It was nice. We couldn't use the footage because we had too much background noise. We had a good turnout. We had quite a few kids out there. And, you know, some kids, you know, they don't understand when we say, can you be quiet while we're filming? So we
kids.
So it sounds like it was a good turnout.
Yeah. We had a lot of background noise. We couldn't use that. But it's okay. We're going to still continue. We'll do it again on Friday and have some... hopefully good footage that we can use this week. And,
That's why you have to show up.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's part of the showing
background
up.
Background noise.
It's definitely part of showing up.
A lot of entertainment, a lot of food.
Definitely.
My weekend was quite well. I'm still celebrating it. Right now, I'm still on Saturday night.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. And then yesterday I got to hang out with the Critical Resistance and No More Jails and Stop Mass Incarceration and the Justice or Else and Power Positive. So we did a community event that I got to attend because they're trying to redo the jail system. We talked about it a little bit last week with the LA County Jail System, and they're putting... I said 2.3 million, but the paperwork showed yesterday that it's $3.7 million for LA County. Excuse me, $3.7 billion
that
they're trying to use for LA County for these jails. And we think they could take that money and put it into our community. I got a shirt on that says I am not the property of LA County jails, because I am not. And the back of my shirt says no more jails. So we're trying to stop the LA County Board of Supervisors from having these jail reform in our system. They're trying to take all the female prisoners prisoners basically from LA County, Linwood Station, Twin Towers, and house them in Lancaster, California. And first of all, I live in Lancaster, California, and I don't think that's fair to be bringing all these females and housing them out there when it's 85 miles away from the general population of LA County. It's important for women that are incarcerated to be able to have visits and talk to their kids and see... see their family while they're locked up. So, you know, I got to hang out with my political partners in Antelope Valley.
And besides that, what would be the purpose of that anyways? I mean, is it to create more space to provide more prisoners for their, financial income? Is that what's happening?
I think it's more about profits.
Right.
So, you know, it's not about the people, because if it was about the people, they would invest prior to them going in jail, like into housing and into jobs. And it's more economically smart to give a person a house and a job than it is to imprison them.
Right.
So it costs us more as a community member and as a taxpayer to house people in jail than it does to house them in their own houses and to actually give them jobs. Okay. But
Understand that as well, but we also have to keep in consideration, I don't like jail for anyone,
right,
but some of us need to be there.
At
you
times.
Know, some of us need to be there.
There's jail.
I watch a lot of ID Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us need to be there, and that's that. Some of us need to be there. Some of us do need to have resources to where we can make a change and we can better ourselves. But there's no such thing as a jail not being needed, because they are needed for certain people.
Well, so I maybe think jail's so, initial idea was a rehabilitation or some form of
rehabilitation. Well, we know that doesn't happen.
And we know that does not happen in the jails today, so I'm not
and,
sure.
And not only that, a high number amount of people that are in jail are for non-violent offenses.
Right, and they're in there for a pretty lengthy period of time.
So. Correct, right. Correct. So, you know, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and talk with some other stuff, but that's how I spent my weekend doing my political activist stuff that I normally do. So, stay tuned.
Stay
listen
tuned,
to some
baby.
Good music, and we'll be right back.
Is this thing on? Black lines. A cocky deal in the building. Tiny hood. Hold up. Oh, yeah, they come on back, baby. Hold up. Oh, y'all didn't think we was gonna do it again, huh?
Check me out, though. Come on. I started making moves, right? Whoa. People call me lucky lefty. Whoa. They love you on the bad side. They hate when you receive a blessing. Hey. The key is stay consistent. Man. Show the game what is missing. Hey. Fame is like 10%. So get the money, mind your business.
Stay focused, baby.
Hold up.
Stay focused. Let me get it back, baby.
The kids be ready for anything.
Yeah.
Take what you want if you mean it.
Come on.
Haters, they come by the dozen.
Woo.
Focus on your family eating.
Yeah.
Your concern is not how he hustles.
So, sir,
keep the team all on the same page.
Yeah.
Ball for the triple double. In love with hip hop all season.
Always.
VH1, how I honor greatness. Rap is life, how it keep me breathing.
Yeah.
Like first cousin, how we relate. Do it for my peeps, every chance I get, I try to break through.
Yes, sir.
I do the same for you, but you wanna shoot. Watch the boys in blue, watch the cops. You fear what you don't know.
Yeah.
You hear, but you ain't listening.
Yeah.
I see what you play is missing.
Yeah.
Motivation to get though.
Hey,
let me burn it in your head permanent.
Yeah.
Like you in your mama's kitchen. Complaining gets you nowhere.
Yeah.
But Benson substituted. Take the game from coach,
yeah.
Fight till you leave here.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if it's 3-1,
what?
Battle like a cavalier.
Woo.
A Kaji Nation God lead. You would think I'm righteous.
Yeah.
Black lines, my lion. Promise they ain't going like this.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
All right, we're back on the air for the Urban Youth Project. Again, I'm Selena Coleman.
And I am Anessa Jones.
Proper Chris Neal here.
And y'all been listening to Akachi Dell, baby. That's me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Back to school.
Yeah,
back
but now,
school.
I mean, now our next subject we're going to talk about is back to school. Back to school. I'm sure you two youngsters can speak on back to school. Y'all just graduating and all this cool.
Hey, hey.
16, 17 or something.
You know it. You know it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a senior back at school and an eighth grader. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been fun. And also seeing my grandson back into the, well, not back into, but into the first grade, you know. All the little kids going back with their backpacks and their lunches and their school supplies and all the little artwork
say
that we got
into. He didn't pass the first grade.
But no, that's why I said not back into. He just starting the first grade.
Yeah.
So
he came from zero grade, so now he's on one.
That's now he's on one.
On,
he's on track. He's on
that's
track.
That's cool.
We got to talk about how fair these stores are, I suppose, with the school supplies, so on and so forth, because I consider it fairly reasonable. I think it's pretty okay to get notebooks, pencils, pens,
absolutely.
Binders. Staples, actually. So I went to Staples, and it was pretty fair
absolutely.
To by me. So not, shout out to Staples, I
suppose. I used to get school supplies. I remember being like 10 cents, 14 cents.
I just don't remember paying for them at all. I just had them.
Right.
Now I'm paying for them.
Now you guys know why we were saying quit tearing up that and writing on that notebook paper.
I think it's fairly reasonable, though. And my kids are taking care of them, I suppose. I think it's okay.
Definitely, definitely. Well, my eighth grader is an artist, so she uses all her papers and her pencils. She's good with schoolwork, so, you know, I can't complain on that. But, you know, she's always drawing a tiger or a lion or a panda or something in her notebook. She's actually really good, you know, so I can't complain with that.
Can't complain.
So what's some of your takes on back to school?
Well, you know, I haven't had to be worried about back to school for some time now. So
there you go.
I'm just glad the kids be in school, so ain't no hollering outside no more.
No hollering outside no more. No one's showing up.
And they're going to be in bed by 8:30.
No one's hospitalized.
Hopefully. I say
due
hopefully.
To boredom.
Hopefully. Right? Put the tablets up. Good night. No more finding Pokemon.
There you go.
My grandson's like, Grandma, my bedtime is 10 o'clock.
Going back and forth to school,
I'm like, no, your bedtime is not 10 o'clock. He's like, yes, it is. It's 10 o'clock. Ask my mama.
That's my mom.
Oh,
that was summertime.
Night.
That was summertime.
Oh, really, Sky?
So y'all feel like that's a necessity, huh?
Yeah. You gotta get your sleep.
You gotta get your rest.
You gotta get your rest.
Because if not, function properly.
Or you're gonna be like this in the morning. I'm tired.
Or you got ADD when you get to class.
Or people gonna think you're slow. There you go.
Like you will be slow.
You will be slow indeed.
Definitely. So. Definitely.
Absolutely. Back to school is
uniforms is something else.
Back to structure. That's what that is.
Well, you know what? That's kind of ironic because I left the Long Beach Unified where everything was uniforms. And in Antelope Valley, they don't have uniforms. So, you know, they have their school attire. So you can't wear the ripped jeans, even though you buy them ripped.
Right. You can buy them, but you can't wear them here.
Yeah. You can't wear the ripped jeans,
that's
you know.
Interesting.
You can't wear offensive slogos on your shirt, but of course not. You shouldn't be wearing offensive slogos on your shirt anyway. So I'm with that. Earring thing gets me though, you know.
No hoops.
Well, they're in middle school, so it can't be bigger than a quarter. So my daughter, we went to this dance class and she's like, you're out of dress code. I say, excuse me, I'm grown.
did they say that to you?
She's like, but mom, you can't do the dance class with those big earrings. I said, of course I can.
You're setting a bad example on this school.
You're supposed to say,
what, a half dollar?
I'm
going
to go get right.
Okay. Yeah.
She want to teach the kids to be rebellious.
In your ear.
No, really, but you know, I am grown. And so, I thought that was funny. I was like, oh, we all going to be out of dress code. Because when you looked at all the adults, everybody had big hoop earrings. So, and they was way bigger than a quarter. So that was kind of funny to me.
So, okay. And so out here in the Antelope Valley, that's where you are, Antelope Valley?
Yeah, I'm in.
So,
seeing any
antelopes? Are they big on jerseys? Like, is it like specific teams you can't wear?
Oh, no, you can wear any jersey in Antelope Valley.
Because when I was going to school, like specific teams you couldn't wear and stuff like that.
Well, it depends on what county. You said Antelope Valley. Is that where you went to school?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
And this is what I was wanted to see.
And where you're going to school.
But Antelope Valley is also L.A. County. But, I know you went to school in Long Beach. And part of that reasoning was jerseys was connected to gangs. And so they didn't want it to be any gang.
And that's what I was trying to see. Is there something like that going on out there? It's not really...
They got their gangs.
Not too heavy.
Not so much. Not so much.
They're exported gangs. They exported from down the hill to up the hill.
Okay.
So every gang you got down the hill, you got up the hill. It's just in a smaller version. So you got 10 people from every set, down the hill, up the hill. So,
10 people.
You know,
And
I might be a little heavy with the 10. It might only be 5 or 6.
That's okay, though.
That's
fair.
But definitely we need more programs for the kids in school. You know, we need homework programs. We need after school programs.
A little too hot out there, the gang. Bang, 102 degrees.
Well, I'm not sure we need as many programs as we need to spend as much time with our own kids. After school programs are good to a certain degree, I suppose, but we can spend a bit more time with our children. I think that will work out in the end as well.
We all spend time with our kids, but you got to remember this. We have working parents. And
Understood. The
working parents, sometimes they're not able to spend as much time with the children with their homework and with their projects. And so we do need after school programs to help the kids with that for the working parents, and especially the single working parents. I was blessed not to be a single working parent.
Right.
You know, I've been married, in a couple of days, 11 days will be 26 years for me.
Oh,
so I've been blessed. I've been blessed. So
Indeed.
Even when I worked, I had either my husband, he always helped with homework and projects and that type of stuff.
He found time.
Definitely. Okay. But now that he works 10-hour days, it ain't as easy.
Absolutely.
Now, we're blessed that our 8-year-old reads at a second year college level, so she doesn't need as much help. Mm-hmm. But when your reading level is not where it should be or not as high as it could be, you need a little more help.
Right.
And it's... sometimes parents are so overwhelmed with other stuff, they don't actually have the patience to to help the child.
Understood.
But then
understood.
We also have those parents that do have the time.
And those are and the privileged not, kids, supposedly.
Yeah, they're more happy with the kid being on the tablet and mm-hmm. don't bother me.
Right.
And that's the interaction we're talking about with those kids need. The parents need to be more in tune with their activities.
Absolutely.
I agree. I started out that type of parent.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'd rather see my kid playing the video games than bothering me. But I was a teenage parent. I had my second child at 17. So, of course, I was still a kid myself trying to grow to be a parent. And when you don't have the knowledge of being mature, mm-hmm. then you want to do your own thing. And sometimes your own thing is not being worried about your kids. And part of that is the reason our society is the way it is. We had a lot of young parents, and we had a lot of parents not parenting, like Anessa said last week, through the crack generation, you know.
Right.
Or we had a lot of crack babies that were born, and now it was hard for them to comprehend because their mind came out. Let me change that. They were born addicted.
Right.
And so it made hard for the growth for them. And now those same kids are parents.
Right.
So it's hard for them to parent because they didn't have parenting as, you know, they didn't have parenting structure as they were growing.
Right.
And so.
Well, we have to give the kudos to the ones that did.
Definitely.
Gotta give the kudos to the ones that did.
I know a group of kids that come from that exact household and that exact upbringing, and it was rough for them as kids, and as they got to be adults, I see a total difference. They want to do something totally different, and they are doing something different. They're in their kids' lives. Toot has his own little bully puppies, the little dog
right.
puppies.
Definitely.
And he's a nice success right now, and he comes from that background. So you can, don't feel like because you come from that type of family structure that you're doomed and there's no hope.
Right.
Because as long as you dream and you know you can dream and you know you can do this and you can be anything that you want.
Absolutely.
You can do that.
And my
I've seen it done.
Definitely. And my hat is off to all of those same parents, young parents that got their stuff together and know what they want for their kids and know that they want better. Whether you're a single parent or a two-parent home, thank you for parenting. And
yeah,
because so,
I was a single parent.
If you're a single parent, go find that man. Or go find that woman.
Yeah.
Or, okay. Or that village, per se.
Okay, or go find that family. So, yeah, exactly. Because that is technically unfair. I don't think that's
and
fair.
That would bring us into the importance of family.
Right.
Right, that makes sense.
That brings us to the importance of family.
Well, you know.
And if he so happens to be incarcerated, then we definitely need to touch on how we need all of our people out of incarceration as
well. Right,
definitely, definitely.
Incarceration.
And we need all of our people.
We need to get together with the next person that has a little bit of power. So we
stay away from
a lot of power so we can move our people.
Yeah, but you know, some of the things that get us incarcerated is not fair or not just either. So, you know, I say our justice is not the same as everyone else's justice. And when I say our justice, I'm talking about the African-American people. You know, the black people in America, our justice is not the same, and it hasn't been the same.
Right.
What I went to jail for, if it was a white female in the same situation, she wouldn't have went to jail. The police wouldn't have arrested her.
That's not
fair. No, it's not.
That's
you
not
know,
fair
but
whatsoever.
I do know that's life. And so with that said, we can't blame everybody who's behind bars because it's not always their fault. And to be honest with you, my personal opinion is we should be doing more rehabilitation than locking people up because
I agree.
Majority of our people are locked up behind drugs.
Right.
And economic dysfunction.
One thing I was told when I was younger, my grandpa always said, man, nobody in jail belongs there. Let them tell it. Man, I ain't supposed to be here. Man, I did. Man, they just got.
Right.
Man, I ain't. This is what my grandpa always told me. Nobody.
No one did it.
Supposed to be right.
Yeah.
Nobody did it.
So his whole thing to me was, man, I don't want to hear none of that excuses stuff.
Exactly.
You go to jail, that is on you. I don't come visit. I don't come do. I never went to jail. I never said curse words. I never. This is the stuff to me.
Right.
So he was saying, if he didn't go through it, I definitely don't have to do that.
But right. that goes again back to what Selena was saying. the crack epidemic, so on and so forth. He may have been before that.
He was
okay,
definitely
so he may not have been
that,
influenced
like,
by that.
Exactly.
So
right,
just
exactly.
The,
well,
just
I
the
grew
overall
up in
influence.
The crack epidemic. It was in my household, so right. That's what helped me. If I knew my people was very strong and they couldn't beat it, why I'ma try?
Right. Hey, like, you know what? I think I felt the same way.
Right. I see you out there bathing in
so
the dirt
that
and that's
beat
not
it.
Good.
Why
I'm
do
not
I think I could beat
you
it?
With that? No.
Yeah, I think I felt the same way.
So, you know, a lot of, some people like to use excuses. There's right. No excuse.
Okay.
You know right from wrong.
True.
Definitely.
You know, we can say, no, it's not, we already know they're not fair to us. So that's why doubly wasn't going to do nothing wrong.
Right.
Because
right.
I know they're going to throw the book at me.
You know
so why am I going to test my luck?
Right.
No.
They wrote the book versus you.
Exactly. Right. Well, so okay. I'm going to take the narrow lane.
And I can't necessarily say they wrote the book for me. I just think when they wrote the book, it didn't pertain to me at all.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
There you go.
Wrote the
there
book,
it is.
They didn't have nothing.
It didn't have anything to do with you, right? There you go.
And now we trying to abide by these laws, but when these laws was being made, we was shackled up. And
right, and didn't have anything to do with us.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I got two things to say on that. I want to thank your grandfather for teaching you some good things because, you know, I
could. Well, it didn't stop him from getting on that train without paying.
Right,
remember
okay.
That?
I mean,
yeah.
So
I knew
that. Better.
Yeah. Right, right.
I chose not
to learn that.
Okay. And secondly, I was all in it. I was all in it. So I had 7 brothers. I got to see what they did and what they didn't do. Thank God I never got on drugs like that, but I was all in it. So for me, that era was my era. It was part of what made me. But at the same time, it's also why I feel like I need to rectify some wrongs that are in our society because, no, I didn't have a plane to bring the drugs over. No, I didn't have a boat to bring the drugs over. But that's how I ate. And I wasn't ashamed of that. And I didn't. Did I know it was wrong? Yes. Did I think about it? No, I didn't think about it. And the reason I didn't think about it is because that's how I was eating. Right. And when you're hungry and you need food, you're going to eat the way you eat. So, no, I'm not out there condoning all that and thinking it's the good thing because I see everybody being locked up. But I also know for a fact that drugs, instead of incarcerating them, we can rehabilitate them. I have a brother who's in jail right now. He took a deal for 1 year. He was clean for 7 years. And then he went on this binge and started getting high again, and he lost his house, his wife, you know, now he's back in jail.
So it looks like we have a nice scenario of two women of the same era.
Exactly.
That took two different roads.
Right. That took two different roads.
Because I grew up around them, I can get me a coffee pot out and make me up some stuff, but
right.
no.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't
don't
happening.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the
if
time.
If you don't want to do the time,
right.
Then
but
I,
with,
that's a good...
With that, story. I was blessed. So we're going to go ahead and take another break right now, and we'll come back and we'll be on something a little different. But welcome to Back to School.
Welcome back to school.
Hey.
Back to school, kids.
Come on, man. I woke up like this. Excuse my character.
Yeah.
You better know it. Yeah, man. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Tiny Hood,
yeah,
we in the building.
Who I am.
Kachi Dill.
Black,
black
Lines.
Black Lines. Kachi
Dill.
Let go.
Hey.
Let go.
Too much going on in
this
street,
man.
For my people. This
hey.
People don't understand. I'm looking at their eyes.
I'm
looking
at my
scared.
Look.
And
take
it don't
out.
Make me feel
take this out. Man, I've been holding it down for way too long.
Come on,
I let you boys sit and sing them sad songs.
What?
Nobody really cares until it hit they home.
Hey.
Oh, now you bout that life. What was you a week ago?
These
people don't move me.
No.
We all die eventually.
Yeah.
The question is, what you gonna do in between?
Come on,
time waits for no man.
No.
So get with the program. My people bomb first or be murdered cold blooded. Don't take the game from me.
No.
Just turn on the TV.
Yeah.
A war's going on.
Hey.
We losing in these streets.
Open your eyes.
Eat or be lunch me. I explain the rules so simply.
Hey.
Stand as a family or fall individual.
Go.
Was schooled by the grace.
Who?
Dr. Wilson, Brother Umar.
Bro.
But nobody I relate to better than my father.
Yeah.
He make it look so easy.
Yeah.
Most of y'all is crybaby. In the projects, 50 years. So tell me what your problem is.
What's your problem,
whites killing
man?
Blacks?
What?
Yeah, I understand that.
I get it.
This is what happens when the enemy attacks.
Now,
do you swing back or ask for respect?
What
men take what they want.
Hey.
Boys get what they can get.
Simple
I ain't asking
that.
For no justice.
No.
I ain't
looking for no peace.
No.
My people, it is just us out here in these streets.
Yeah.
Understand that quick. Too much time wasted talking. Get my people on the same page. Never mind backing off.
Hey.
But it's all hood. In a week or so, y'all all'll be back Hollywood.
Come on.
When you get to work, your white friends will help you Oreos. Understand?
Slavery
is over.
Yeah.
We moved on from that chapter.
Yeah.
Not just the black ones.
All lives matter.
Man, you know how them folks talk. Trying to make it like they took a loss. Everybody is equal. We the only ones getting knocked off. I see through them white lines.
Yeah.
You boys better knock it off.
Come on.
We the wolves, them black lines. We taking back our pride.
Rock. Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, straight like that, baby. Straight like that.
Straight like that.
Yeah. I know some might be a little emotional at what's going on.
Of course, of course.
And others might be numb to it, such as myself. It only makes sense. It happens way too often.
Way too often.
As a matter of fact, it was happening before we was here.
Uh-huh.
The thing is,
what's that?
Are we going to let it keep going on?
Hey.
Or do we swing back? I mean, what you going to do?
Right, we're back again with the Urban Youth Project. Again, my name is Selena
welcome,
Coleman.
Welcome, welcome. Anessa welcome. Jones here.
Proper Chris in the flesh.
Akachi Dale. Stay tuned.
That was the music you was listening to. Like last week, we blew them out the water. We blowing out
Akachi
some different Dale. Songs this week. So
every week, Akachi Dale. Akachi
All
Dale,
right,
Akachi
next Dale. Up, we done with our bibliographies around here.
Right, okay.
Now we're going to talk about Kevin Hart getting married. The
okay.
little man done came up again.
The little man came up
the
again.
The little man came up
again. I would say so. Okay. Iniku.
Go, Kevin Hart. Go, Kevin
Hart. I believe her name is Iniko or Iniku.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, congratulations to Kevin Hart.
And Ray J as well.
Oh, yeah. Ray J and Princess. Well. I think Princess. That's her name. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. It looked like she lost a little bit of weight. I don't know what's happening over there.
Princess?
Yes.
Well, you know, she had a baby prior, so she was a little bigger when she had the baby.
And Ray J had a baby?
Okay, well, she needs to have another baby if that's the case.
Well, I guess it would be his baby.
Oh, no,
right?
My
they
bad.
Just got married.
I'm not sure.
No.
Uh-oh. She Did Ray J know that?
Nah.
I don't know this information.
Well, Ray J, she had another baby prior to you.
No.
Prior to the wedding, Ray J.
Well, I thought it was baby fat. It might not be, but yeah, well, congratulations to Princess and Ray J.
Congratulations, Ray J.
Absolutely. Did y'all actually take a look at Kevin Hart's little picture of him and his wife when they was married?
And that's why I say congratulations, actually. Yeah, they look fantastic.
She's beautiful.
I mean, of course.
I think she's an attractive woman, for sure.
Oh, yeah, her dress is cute, too.
It's like okay. Those pictures in the back of the magazine. What's wrong with this picture?
Let me check it out.
But you know,
picture.
Kevin Hart likes to exercise
perfection. Keep in mind,
so
she's like...
he wouldn't have publicly
feet.
Married
keep
anyone
she like 6 feet.
If she had, you know, issues.
Keep in mind.
Kiss at the knees.
So did he have some?
Oh wow!
Some
Hart,
shoes
goofy,
on, like
right?
Prince. Did he have on some?
Oh yeah, he had the high boots.
Goofy,
high
right?
heel boots,
yeah, no, he
like
had
yeah.
six inch heels.
This was a comedy win,
you know. Baggy jeans.
No, that just means he was like standing way up there or something.
Oh yeah,
and
he
everybody
might
else
standing
was back
a couple
here.
Yards in front of her. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he get on a box? Maybe got on a box. No.
Right.
Or she may be short as well. Well,
but no, that's a good thing. Marriage is a wonderful thing.
Marriage is a wonderful thing.
Right.
And that's my bad. It was Omarion's girlfriend who was pregnant, so I got them mixed up. So my bad. She
okay.
the one who had the baby. So,
she lost a significant amount of weight.
Shout out to Omarion.
Shout out to Omarion and his woman because they're married as well.
Are they? I didn't know that.
I believe that they are together as well.
They're together too.
Looks like
I know
none
they
of these
baby.
People
I
check their facts.
Shout that out.
I try to stay tuned. I try to stay up. I try to stay up.
Yeah.
Well, what's that? Loving hip hop stuff? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Loving hip hop.
I'm not sure
Hollywood.
What show that is.
That's Hollywood. Yeah, that was loving hip hop Hollywood.
Love and hip hop Hollywood. So what is... Where is the love or the hip hop in this Hollywood stuff that y'all
in the
be
show
watching?
That we're you know?
Well, you know what?
It doesn't exist. It should be love and drama.
Okay,
so it should be drama.
It should be drama.
And
right.
drama.
And drama. I
and
agree.
Drama.
I don't see too much love in it, and I don't see too much hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
In
that's
it.
What I that's where yeah. I try to check for. Where's the love in hip-hop?
Because when I started watching it, I thought I was about to see some bomb music, you know, hear some bomb music being
made. Up-and-coming artists coming out.
Definitely, definitely, you know. So when I thought hip-hop, I just straight thought music. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I only started watching it because of the Love and Basketball. And you know, Sky had one of her songs on that on the first episode of Love and Basketball. So I mean,
but I'm sorry, is that an episode?
Basketball Wives. I'm sorry, Basketball Wives.
Okay.
And so you know, it was all little reality. Took you from one to the other.
I had a mental thought. I'm
I was like, Love and Basketball. I love that movie.
Like, that's my movie. For sure, for sure.
Correction.
McCall.
I had a self-help.
Basketball Wives. Basketball Wives. Yeah.
That's a nice show too. I like Basketball Wives.
Yeah.
You know what? But in that show, I don't think that they're actually married to the athletes either. So there's a.
Of course not.
No. It should be ex-wives and basketball ex-wives.
That's more appropriate. Yeah.
Well, Jackie Christie's still married.
Oh, you're right. That's
there
the only
married one yet. Example it may of be a married right? couple. You know?
He came on like what fourth season or something like that. So exactly. prior way to later. That,
oh, she way later. My reserve I nerves. Just, I don't know. I think when it's
trickery.
Came on.
Yeah. I think it's trickery.
It should have been a side chicks, really.
Side chicks in Hollywood.
I would have watched. Okay, same amount of people would have tuned in.
Yeah.
Same degree of
maybe even a little more because they want to know who the side yeah, chick
who's the side
is.
Chick? I mean, well, I can honestly say, since we're speaking on it, I haven't watched reality shows since Ray J's went off.
Since Ray J's went off, right?
Ray J has or Flavor Flav. I think he had a good one.
And Flavor Flav.
Wow.
No, Flavor Flav. I think that was
not
the introduction to
that was
reality
to all this stuff, right?
At least to this degree.
Boy.
Exactly. You know, he had about 10 women all loving him.
Yeah.
Wait, you talk about Flavor Flav, right? There.
Flavor Flav.
Exactly.
It was lying.
It was hilarious. It was like real funny.
Me personally, it had to be about the money because he ugly.
He,
with an oogly in it.
Ugly, but he might got an anaconda.
He's not traditionally attractive.
Gotcha.
Shout out Flavor Flav.
Shout out to Flavor Flav.
There's pretty roaches out there.
Oh, yeah. My.
Got nice tentacles.
To the masses.
How's y'all liking these Olympics?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Pretty
loving
fair.
Making
I'm
history.
It.
The first black African swimmer, Simone. Both the Simones. They probably telling these people how you like our nappy heads now.
Exactly.
You gotta have that attitude.
Man, our nappy hair got gold, baby.
Gold.
I'm familiar with gold. Familiar with gold for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm enjoying it. I love the flipping. I love it all.
Yes.
I didn't kind of like Gabby in the stands, though. She wasn't too supportive.
You know what? That was so
is that
funny.
The young African girl?
Yeah.
What you mean by supportive?
Because when Simone did her little act and everything, everybody was, she was.
Oh, she gave the golf clap.
Wait a minute. Before she even gave the golf clap, she had a frown on her face, and not until she noticed the camera was she clapping.
Did she start golf clapping?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she's young, isn't she? I mean, come
absolutely.
On now.
Absolutely. Competition is competition.
Used to be
and
champ.
She may be in the zone being in that environment, competition is competition. I agree.
She wasn't competing. No. She backup.
Yeah, I think last Olympics she was
support. She was support.
Better clap next time, Gabby.
Yeah,
clap next time, Gabby. Support, I suppose.
We're not on your hair. We're on you, Gabby.
Yeah, we're on you.
Well, you know, last Olympics she was the one, and so you know now you're not the one. You're
now. What happened
second.
With that? Was she invited? Did she?
No,
go?
I think what happened with that
she
was
she made the backup team. She made a lot of errors and didn't qualify.
I think what happened with that was the same thing that has been going on for a long time now. They make this one single black person feel like they the best and better than everybody. And then once it's time for them to be as a team, they don't know how to do that because their whole life they've been told, no, it's you. You did it. You the best. Okay. Now when they see somebody else doing it, it's like, wait, I thought I was the best. Why y'all clapping for them?
Right.
It's like a
but that's not necessary. To any level, I don't think that's a good approach at anything.
So what do you mean?
I think it would be best to show support because you would appreciate the support being
shown. Of course. But if they patting you on your back saying you the money team, you money Mayweather, and then all of a sudden they clapping for the Mexican homie that's winning over here, you're going to be like, wait, I thought I was money Mayweather. Why y'all over here?
No, because if you use that example, I don't think money Mayweather would actually feel that way. I think he would show up to support, you know, whatever, wherever he's from, a Laker game and so on and so forth.
Money Mayweather hasn't showed up on numerous occasions. Okay,
I haven't seen him showing up.
I be watching Money. You feel
but,
me? He
but
all about the money.
On how he introduced his personality and his presence to me, I see him as a fair guy, at least.
Absolutely.
We discussed that last week.
I don't,
because
he
know?
Keep being on Facebook talking about like this picture and you can get
and
this.
And you can get some money. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's marketing.
Nothing.
Right? No, that's
liking
marketing.
And posting and sharing your stuff and you ain't sent my cash.
And you ain't sent the money.
I don't think that's Mayweather posting all that.
I think
that's
marketing.
Yes, that's marketing.
That's marketing. And that's a clever way to market, I think.
No, that's
definitely.
A good thing.
I unfriended him. He ain't my friend no more. You've been unfriended.
He's not giving back.
You know what? You're going to tune in to the next Mayweather fight.
I bet I won't.
provided.
I don't think I watched the last three Mayweather fights.
I don't think I watched none.
All of them. So maybe we have a different.
Is he retired?
Absolutely.
He should be retired officially. Oh, okay. But you know, a lot of people come out of retirement for the sake of money and so on.
For the sake of money.
For the sake of money.
A lot of people took an L for the sake of money.
A lot of people take a loss for the sake of money.
Right. But you know, I was going to say before everybody kept cutting me off.
What were you wanting to say, young lady?
It comes back to what we discussed last week about team.
Okay.
There's no I in team. There's no Y-O-U in team. Mm-mm. Team is about the team.
Right.
And so if you're a team player, rather you like what your teammate did or you didn't like what your teammate did, you're supposed to support
I completely agree with that
because that's your team.
That's one thing I liked about the Doc Rivers Boston Celtics. Regardless of what used to go on that basketball court,
baby Jesus,
they always came together.
But you know what?
We're going to put you out.
They had to break them up.
We don't like, I'm a Laker fan.
You said you're a Laker fan?
But if you're a fan of basketball, then you know they had to break them up because that team was
going to
be unstoppable.
They were going to keep winning.
I'm not a fan of basketball. I'm not a fan of football. I'm a Laker fan and I'm a Cowboy fan.
So is the Lakers finished or is they done?
Oh, no, they coming back.
They coming back in 20 years.
Yeah, come back in 20 years.
They're going to do the stuff.
I'm not sure about that, actually.
Preseason.
It was in the NFL yesterday, right?
Yeah.
The LA Rams came back to Los Angeles for the first time.
Shout out to Los Angeles Rams.
I'll just say their fifth string was better than our seventh string. That's why they beat the Cowboys, but it's okay.
Oh, did they win?
So they won, too?
So they won.
Yeah. Shout out to Rain. And they at the expense of the Cowboys.
I even think the Raiders won.
You heard me say that.
Yeah. Was Tony Romo playing?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. Oh. May as well have been.
Of course not. No. Sure. Of course not.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the Raiders and the Jets. My nephew Brandon played yesterday. His little first scrimmage
football game. Oh, the youth team?
Game.
Yeah. Shout out to Raiders and
the
Jets.
Shout out to the youth
out there.
The
Inglewood?
Inglewood Jets, yes.
Hey, Inglewood. Let's give a shout out to all the Pop Warner players and the Junior All-American football players out there. You know, I know it's a lot of work for the parents, the coaches, the organization. I know because I used to be the president of the Long Beach Stars.
Absolutely.
Now they're the Long Beach Browns. So heads up and a extra shout out to the Long Beach Browns and Junior All-American. Or OCJF, excuse me, the short term for that.
Right, shout out to all the youth players, baby. I know my boy Chris.
Browns,
I know my boy Chris got you know, yeah, exactly. His young boy is playing in some sports right now.
So he's on the Chargers, so he's part of OCJF also, Orange County Junior All-American Football League?
No, that's actually not Orange County, actually. That's a little further out. That's in Riverside County.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually not even familiar with OCJF. That sounds interesting, but I'm not even familiar with it.
Well, OCJF, it started at Orange County. It started as an Orange County organization. And they brought in LA County chapters.
Okay.
And so I want to say 96, I put Long Beach on the map and made them the 25th city. So whoop whoop to that.
All right.
And let's coach these boys right. I mean, I'm a huge fan of football. You know, that was, I believe, my second love past my parents and my family,
so on
and so forth. So
better than me.
Let's
coach
these boys.
I loved sports
right.
first, and then my parents.
Okay.
And then I wanted to breathe and do all that other cool stuff.
Then I fell in love with football. So shout out to the coaches. Hopefully they're doing a pretty good job. I know the Corona Chargers are. You said the Long Beach Browns.
Long Beach Browns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to play Van Ness Park. I used to play for Van Ness Park growing up, basketball, baseball, and football.
They're still around.
I was doing my thing.
They're still around.
Going to work.
So is a Van Ness Park where they had the Green Bay Packers?
No, I was. Well, they may have had the Packers. I never played for the Packers. I was the Bears, the Falcons, and the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. That was the same organization. That's actually where we started playing. They all changed from all the different teams to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay.
And so that's actually an OCJF league.
Oh, okay. So that probably was later Pop on. Yeah, probably. Yeah,
there's OCJF again.
There it is.
Well, shout out to OCJF.
OCJF is popping up everywhere.
Shout out to OCJF, I suppose.
OCJF, baby.
There you are.
And Dr. Sebi.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back from this break, we're going to speak on my main man, Dr. Sebi, resting in peace.
Dr. Sebi.
Definitely.
Why not?
All right. Good information.
I know what you're thinking. Yeah, they leave me no choice. Look. I had to do it. Who better for it than yours truly? Give it to them. They really want it. Easy and fluent. Cube Vision on Fridays, making a move. Back to back a week. Pop quiz for you, stupid. I'm really out here. Focus to stay, of course. Full court press. Street rapping like it's a sport. Bullying you niggas. LeBron up in the fourth. Just throw the beat up. I catch it after the course. I see myself as the best. Nothing less. Nothing more than the God in training, my young boy. Prepare for the worst. That's how my city made me. Sunny days bring black clouds. You trying to play me? Maybe I'm a little bipolar. Got half a cold heart from having the whole world on my shoulder. But I'm an easygoing guy. Just don't cross my lines. And I won't have to dot them I's. Come on. Basic rules for life, as long as you do it well. And any advice you need, just ask them. Plan to keep winning, yeah. Climbing to the top, gotta keep on grinding till I'm resting in a box. Even after that, I'm probably turning in my grave. Upset with the way music is going nowadays. Pac talked to me in my sleep. He said, Dale, go get them. Don't let these suckers sell all these dreams. So picture me rolling. Bump it, hit them up. Call for the niggas like me, ready to jump. Black Lions, we all down for the cause. Okay. Ain't no one-man show. We know opposition, dog. Step on the field if you want. Get your neck broke. My hitters don't stop for whistles. Go beast mode. They don't really want me to win. Like the Cavs, boy. What I'm going to do is hit you with another one. DJ Khaled voice.
What up, Khaled, baby? They don't want us to win.
They don't want us to win, baby.
They don't want me to have a freestyle every week.
They don't want
me to keep banging them in their head.
Oh, my God.
So what I'm going to do is,
you going to do, D?
I'm going to keep going hard, baby.
Exactly.
Keep going hard, baby. You know, keep going hard. They don't want us to win. They don't want us to win.
They don't want us to have a bigger pool than Kanye. They don't want that.
Let's stop focusing on that.
I don't either, because I don't swim.
Yeah, that's okay.
Let's stop focusing on that.
I swim, and I'm working on it.
I'm mad at that.
I'm working on it. I want a pool. I want an indoor pool, matter of fact, in my house so I could go swimming year round when it's cold and hot.
I want a pyramid. That's what I want.
You want.
I want a pyramid.
You want to live in a pyramid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've never lived in a pyramid. That sounds interesting.
Right. This is something I would hear.
You trying to go to Vegas and get in the Luxor?
Absolutely not. I try to go a little further than Vegas.
I've been there.
I've been there, too. I've been in that pyramid.
You got the little European faces all up there, over there, too.
Yeah.
Chris Angel, so on and so forth.
Jumping off buildings, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't see no European faces in the pyramid. I seen everything was made of sand and
when I went this recent, I just went a couple months ago, and I was looking at all the little pyramids, the faces they had outside. Everybody had a European face, a face looking like somebody else.
The structure.
I was like, yeah, what is this? Everybody was light. The sand was light. I was like, where did you get the sand from?
Yeah, they was made with sand.
People are free to do what they want to do.
Absolutely.
With their lives. And if they want to paint themselves black with white structure, so be it.
Didn't let him do it.
Oh, shoot. All this plastic
in that case,
going on.
In that case.
Just
don't have those desires.
Well, they didn't have elevators. They had incubators.
There you are.
Okay.
Because they went up, like, you know, to the pyramid up
in
to the top.
In the pyramids, traditionally. Right.
So they're trying.
They're trying.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Dr. Sebi.
No longer here.
Rest in peace, Dr. Sebi.
Rest in peace.
Dr. Sebi was a good man. Dr. Sebi was a good man to our community.
He was a good man to the young community. I'm not sure what he did to the older community.
He's pretty much older than us. Dr. Sebi cured cancer and AIDS and all that.
Not a cure, because we still got it.
We don't. Now that he's dead, they're going to try to say, oh, we have all these cures and things now. But we have been had it already.
And plus, what he did wasn't so much cure it. And I do understand what you're saying. He found the route to take to cure it. And they understand that he has an understanding of the route to take to cure it. That's what he did.
So you're saying it's a possibility for cures for cancer, because we know.
No, he's actually cured cancer. This is what I'm saying. He's done these things. He didn't take a route. He did it.
He didn't circumnavigate the globe and cure it from humanity.
He didn't do that.
He didn't do that. And I don't think
he didn't do that.
They allowed him to do that. And
right.
I think they would actually have to allow him into their society versus him just going from society to society curing people.
Because then he would be Jesus.
Then he would be.
I mean, then
and
yeah,
they
I mean,
would
then,
have to respect him right, as such as, and as yeah. so. And I don't think that
then
they
would
have
had to kill him.
To do that.
No, this is what happened. Well, you know, he's dead.
He died.
Yeah. I'm not going to go as far as to say they.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and jeez, I never put that together that way, and that actually is unfortunate. Uh-huh. They would probably respect him to that degree, and he's African, or he's from Honduras, so he's black.
And his whole message was, they asking me this stuff,
And I'm the dumbest of my people. And I know this stuff. This was his whole thing.
Right.
Man, I'm the dumbest of my people.
Right.
My people are so smart. If they ever knew this stuff,
right,
man, this is all natural stuff. He was going outside finding stuff to cure with plants and
right,
all natural remedies. Everything
he didn't wake up one day.
Remedies.
He was taught, is what he's saying.
Right. Of course. Of course.
Well, we do know holistic approaches to things are much better than the pharmaceutical approach. And, you know, with today's technology, I'll give you an example. The cannabis, you know, I watched this show called Weedikit where this little kid was having 52 seizures a day, and they gave the little baby some cannabis oils, and it knocked down her her seizures from 52 a day to like 3 and 4 a day. And after a week of being on this cannabis oil, she was seizure free. And okay, so, of course, you know, the pharmaceutical companies don't want us to go and treat people with holistic stuff because then their pockets would become short again.
Then there's right, no need for medicine.
They'd be over here with us and they'd understand yeah, what we're talking yeah, about.
Right,
right, right, right.
Exactly.
I want to understand that. But shout out to cannabis if that's what's happening. I don't watch much of the media, but I do think I saw that story for some odd reason. So shout out to cannabis. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think our government needs to change it from a level one drug into a level two drug, if I'm correct, so we can start researching it for holistic approaches, you know, for it to cure and help things that's going on. I also seen that it helps veterans with, help me get that little saying, PTSD.
PTSD.
Yes, yes, yes. So they showed some veterans on marijuana, and it helped them with the PTSD, and they showed the ones that weren't on marijuana that was taking 15, 16 pills a day.
Right.
And the results was totally different. The gentleman who was taking 15, 16 pills a day, he couldn't even go outside. His ex-wife wouldn't allow him to be around his daughter because she felt he was unsafe. And the same thing was going on with the veterans prior to them being on cannabis. And one of the daughters was like 14 or 15 years old, and she was speaking, and she was saying, well, I get to have my dad now that he smokes marijuana. And then he goes, I smoke a little marijuana. And she was like, no, he smokes a lot of marijuana.
Yeah, right. No. Let's be honest, Dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a lot. But it definitely
should remain age appropriate.
It should remain age appropriate.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
In my job, I have no comment on marijuana, cannabis, no use. I know nothing about none of that.
None of it. Okay, right?
We respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
From a universal perspective, you're going to just go ahead and opt out of this conversation.
No water.
Exactly.
Doing that.
Exactly.
But
it
should
definitely remain age appropriate because at a certain age, I think it is 14, 15, 16, and 17, and pre, you know, obviously 14, then it's obviously inappropriate unless there's a medical condition because your brain development is like a sponge and you
right,
can slow
right,
that down.
Right.
Oh, no, definitely,
so
definitely. And I was just saying, as the 14-year-old was speaking on behalf of her dad, because 2 years prior to that, he was on 14, 15 pills and her mom was not allowing her to have any contact with her
right,
dad. So she was saying from the point of view of having her dad back in her life
yeah,
that she would take him smoking marijuana
versus
over being on these pills that the government is giving
him. And not having
him
at all, right?
Exactly,
right,
exactly. And as seeing all this, it just makes me realize that our world is twisted and we need to do some things to wake it up, you know, bring us mm-hmm, together as a whole. And when I say the world, I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about every country that we affect. You know, we got Afghanistan, we got Europe, everywhere, you know, like we need to come together and
Africa.
Africa, definitely, yeah, you know, where they're getting all their chips and stuff that they make.
Everything, all their minerals, everything, all their ideas, everything.
We are so technologically advanced. Shout out to Africa, you guys.
Shout out to Africa.
Baby. Absolutely.
Advanced compliments.
Yeah.
Without Africa, there is no us, right?
Right. I think that's the only place on the planet that can shut the walls off and pretty much survive without any other influence from any continent.
Definitely,
definitely. The only place that can do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, with all that said, I think that we're starting out in a good place. So with our Urban Youth Project, we're going to bring some enlightenment, but we also got to get out in the community and make things happen. You know, we was at we did our little social on Friday. Like I said, we couldn't use the footage, but it's okay. So we're going to make sure.
Now, we have some footage we're going to use. We just had got to get it wrapped up now because that just took place a couple days ago. Now we just got to get it chopped up and ready for you guys.
That's fair. That's
definitely
fair.
Definitely.
I thought that was the Saturday footage, not the Friday footage. I was talking about the Friday specifically.
We got a whole bunch of footage that we gonna chop up and have ready for you all. This is what we have.
All right.
Definitely.
We are.
Yeah.
But I mean, more so than that. Before we wrap it up, what we want to get into is these new age men and these new age women.
Okay.
And versus the, you know, older times when
traditional.
Not older, because you know you guys still young, but
traditional,
exactly.
It's traditional. Safe to say traditional.
I like that word.
Traditional, modern, traditional versus modern, I should say.
Right.
And okay. What's your question?
I mean, yeah. There isn't necessarily a question.
I can definitely speak on the women today and what's appropriate versus what's not appropriate and what's.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't that be an opinion? But go ahead, let me hear it.
Yeah, speaking on it. Just speaking on it.
Nowadays.
Perspective.
Right. Proper, Chris.
I will just say from the male's perspective, just support. I mean, I think it's necessary to show your partner some support.
Y'all ain't getting enough hugs.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying we're not getting enough of anything.
Hey, don't make it sound like we need hugs.
I don't need a hug.
Okay. Cool.
I'm getting enough hugs.
Okay. Know cool. You got five kids.
You're hugging.
You're
hugs. At 27, right? Yeah. You're getting enough hugs. He getting enough hugs. You might want to slow down on the hugs. Yeah. 27 and 5.
Proper Crystal, Clarence.
Cotter. Allow Dale to speak on the modern day women.
Okay. Oh, you gonna pass it on now? Go ahead and pass it on.
I'm getting enough hugs. They're providing enough hugs. They're providing enough love. They're beautiful. The women.
Okay. What?
Not to me.
I'm speaking
in general.
In general.
I thought you said they was providing you with enough hugs. I wanted an explanation.
No explanation required. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Is that what you said, Chris?
He said clarify.
That's not what you said. Okay, well.
Explanation required. I didn't say that.
Now, how about you, Akachi?
Well, you know, I love all women, just so y'all know. Don't get me like I got him. Nah. Nah,
so you
but
love
I think,
all women?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Big, small, short, tall. I love them all. I rap, so excuse me.
That was a bar.
Definitely.
That was a bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Have that.
So you're not a player. You just
crush a lot.
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Okay, course I'm just not. Trying to clarify.
I have one woman. However, I know that it's more than... Oh, I have one woman. No, everybody needs somebody.
Okay.
I'm not dumb to the fact that the lady that's sleeping on the ground, she still needs love and a hug, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what would you do about the access of women? I mean, if everyone had one person, then there would be an access of women.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
So what are these women supposed to do? Well, I don't know. I can direct that question to a woman.
Can we switch that? What are the men supposed to do?
No.
All right, I'm going to let y'all
finish. The question right now.
Go ahead. I'm going to let y'all finish that, and then we're going to come to that one.
What do the women do, being that it's like 7-1 ratio?
I think it's a little more significant.
It may be more now.
5-1 or something like that now.
See?
Because now the men won't be girls.
Oh, there you go.
I mean,
don't know where that leaves me, Debbie.
So that may influence the women, I guess, since naturally men influence women. That will influence the women to want to be with other
women. But it
women,
also goes the way for men, too, because we got girls who want to be boys. That counts y'all out.
That's still, okay, I understand what y'all saying. I understand what y'all saying. The thing is, this has been a ratio since, not way before all this weird stuff was going on. There has been a number of women, more women than men.
Right. And I think that may naturally create the jealousy, create the, you know, I want my hair to be longer or louder than you, or I want to be shinier or more polished than you, because there's a natural imbalance.
And that's where that one song come in, where I'm just calling to let you know that that man you,
the old school song.
He's my man, and every piece of.
Oh, yeah, I like he that song. That's a good song there.
I mean,
I don't know about the ratio. We, I don't know.
We got
a lot of us is dying
you guys got
and
us
going
beat.
To jail.
No, that's not the question.
What's the question?
They were still on the women. We just cut in.
Yeah. How do we go about this situation?
Okay.
The fact being that it's more women than men.
Should we take on more than one wife? That's the question.
This is, I mean, without saying that's the that. Question. I'm going to let Chris say it.
No. Okay, I'm going to say this.
Or should we just leave the rest?
Or the rest to just be left alone, to be with each other?
Well, to be honest with you, why isn't it more men in the world?
I think God made it that way.
They're killing us. I don't think that has anything to do with
you. This was before that. I think God made it that way.
Or, that's a good question. That's a good, I think she says they're dying.
They're going to jail.
Absolutely.
They're turning on us.
But that's not, but we're not, but at this point in time.
They got titties too.
That is true, definitely. At this point in time, we're not speaking on just African men, though. We're speaking on men in general. Exactly.
They are turning.
They are turning.
Since when? We can go all the way back in history, and there's always been a small
Well, okay, we don't know how long and why we ain't got no man there.
We don't know what's happening. But it was naturally designed.
I don't know why nobody takes me out. I don't know. Somebody call me.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's what I'm saying. Is this a more natural thing?
I can't speak on it personally.
She's been married 20. She ain't need no man.
But you know what? It sounds it's natural.
I'm asking a question.
For men to cheat. Not if
you're saying there's not enough men for us, so y'all gotta let help us out. Women that can't get no man, y'all gonna help them out.
No, maybe it's just more natural to have multiple wives. Some people are still exercising that practice, I think.
Polygamy.
No, that's not polygamy.
Okay, some men can't handle one wife. Like, how they gonna handle kids. Multiple
you can't
wives?
Handle one wife.
My bad. Well,
but if
I
you
thought
can,
that was the people that got all them people on the farm and they got everybody.
Well, that's a European.
But ain't that polygamy?
That's polygamy.
That's what they marry.
I thought I knew what I was talking about.
But that practice isn't only being exercised in the European community. It's also being exercised.
Sounds like y'all trying to bring it into the African world.
No, this is a question.
No.
But I thought in that world they do have more than one wife.
In the African world,
they're already exercising that practice.
No, they have. But they did way when we was kings and queens.
Right. So,
well,
you know,
I ain't with it.
This is where I got
it. It's only going to be one of me.
Yeah, I ain't with Shannon.
I'm working with one. I'm good with one.
Oh, okay. Just trying to clarify that.
Just to clear that up. I'm good with one, But
we was talking about the rest
I'm
of the
I'm good with one when I
world.
Find one.
We was talking about the rest
if
of the
sisters.
She finds
one, then we're good with one as well. Okay?
Right now, I'm going to float these 10.
So do the
We're
going to
ignore that comment there.
That's why there ain't none for the rest of them.
Hey, again. Fit in.
Maybe that's what's happening. I'm going to go ahead and disregard that, though.
Like I didn't hear
buddy,
that.
The Urban Youth Project coming to you guys Sundays 1-2.
1-2.
1-2, yeah. And the whole thing is...
We keep it real.
This is the Sundays. Whole thing.
We keep it real Sunday.
Hangover
real. Keep it real.
We are going to keep it real. So, like, the Urban Youth Project is all about the real talk. So, if you want to hear some real talk... Talking about some real stuff in this real life day and age, make sure you keep tuning in to the Urban Youth Project because.
And feel free to call in and share your stories.
Share your stories.
Absolutely.
323.
We got a lot of stories, as you can see.
3375.
Please say that number one more time.
It's 323
293
3375.
Straight like that.
So before we hang off the air, I just want to say thank you at the Urban Youth Project. Selena Coleman signing out.
Anessa Jones.
Proper Chris.
And we're going to leave you with some Makachi Dale, baby. Hit him.
Hey, there's no question.
To me?
I'll send you him back in the sheet. Wrap circles around all you mummies. Come on. On too many drugs, y'all some zombies. Stop playing. I smoke on that weed and I drink juice by puppy and sip 50 vodka so he effing love me. Smoke Cuban cigars so I'm feeling myself. Hey, that jigger, no joke, I do say so myself. Hey, too easy for me to just go at your neck. I'd rather smoke weed, make no records instead. Yeah. You think you won't be, but you sadly misled. I'm bad for your heart, mad coward again. Yeah. Take your best shot, I'm so patiently waiting. Hey, won't make no diss records or saying no name. Hey, show up on your turf, what's all that you were saying? Hey, don't speak on the sport unless you playing the game.
Yo, I'm coming for my own name, my own change, my own lane.
Man, I'm coming
for La Familia, I'm serious, no kidding, bro.
Hey, I'm coming
for your main chick, your side piece, and your baby mama.
Boy, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming.